What's up, Wisdom Warriors? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy rollercoaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Today, we're diving into something super important, practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you mess up and instead of giving yourself a break, you go full on inner scolding session? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Stoicism has some incredible tools to help us treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness in your daily life. First things first, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Seriously, we're all flawed and perfect beings learning as we go. Think about the times you've screwed up. Maybe you spilled coffee on yourself, forgot an important appointment, or said something you regretted. Now, imagine a friend making the same mistake. Would you beat them up about it? Probably not. You'd probably offer a listening ear, a hug, and some words of encouragement. Treat yourself with the same level of understanding and grace. Second, challenge those negative self-talk patterns. When those inner critic voices start piping up, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, then why am I saying it to myself? Remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're just thoughts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on. Try replacing negative self-talk with more positive and compassionate affirmations like, I'm learning, I'm doing my best, or it's okay to make mistakes. Third, practice mindfulness. When you find yourself feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a moment to pause and breathe deeply. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This helps ground you in the present moment and can help calm racing thoughts. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, these little moments add up to create a sense of contentment and appreciation. When you're feeling down on yourself, remind yourself of all the reasons you have to be grateful. Finally, remember that self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice to let go of past mistakes and move forward with compassion. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself, something that went wrong. Maybe you missed a deadline, didn't perform as well as you hoped in a presentation, or had an argument with someone you care about. Remember that feeling of self-criticism. Now imagine approaching that situation differently, offering yourself the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. How might things feel different? Maybe instead of berating yourself for missing the deadline, you acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and commit to doing better next time. Maybe instead of dwelling on your presentation performance, you focus on the strengths you displayed and areas where you can improve. By treating yourself with compassion, you create space for learning, growth, and ultimately, greater self-acceptance. So, remember, Wisdom Warriors, practice self-compassion like it's a superpower. It's not about ignoring your mistakes or being complacent, it's about approaching them with understanding, kindness, and the willingness to learn and grow. You got this. Alright, that's all for today's episode. Don't forget to share this with someone who needs to hear these words of wisdom, maybe a friend struggling with self-criticism, or someone who could use a little extra encouragement. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, keep building that mental strength and remember, you're capable, resilient, and worthy of love and compassion, starting with yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.